A new study shows that fish might be eating plastic waste in the water because they mistake it for food. This in itself doesn't sound like a revelation. We've known for ages that sea animals eat plastic debris, which then has massive implications for marine ecosystems. But this new research suggests it is in fact the smell of debris that confuses the fish. The scientists found that fish respond to the smell of plastic waste in the same way they respond to the smell of their food. News director Ximena spoke to lead author of the study from the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration, Matthew Savoca, to learn a little bit more.
So we were curious as to if there were any clues that we could figure out to define why animals eat plastic in the ocean. And so lots of work that had been done beforehand had only looked at a visual cue, so the way plastic might look like food and visually resemble food. But what we were interested in was actually how plastic might smell like food to marine animals, because there had been previous work that me and other co-authors had done that showed that perhaps plastic might be chemically attractive to marine organisms, but we hadn't yet done a behavioral experiment on a marine animal that we know consumes plastic in the wild to basically ask that animal, you know, does this plastic smell interesting or attractive to you? And that's what this study did.
And so you did this research with schools of anchovy?
Yeah, that's right, yeah. A big important schooling fish in the North Pacific, northern anchovy, yep.
Do you think the findings sort of show that it's more odor than appearance, or it's kind of a combination of both, or that's kind of yet to be confirmed?
Yeah, so I think they're not, in fact, competing hypotheses. I think they're both really important, probably, for why animals confuse plastic for food. And so, you know, if you consider how human beings decide what to eat, right? We decide what to eat by using multiple different senses at once. So we might decide to eat a sandwich or a piece of pizza or something delicious because it both looks and smells, and then once we put it in our mouth, tastes like food. But we might not think about that. We sort of do all this subconsciously. But animals do this too. So animals evaluate how good food is going to be, or whether or not an item is food, based on multiple senses. And so I think, in fact, it probably is a combination of both visual and odor, and perhaps other senses like taste as well, that could be tricking these animals.
And so how does the plastic debris come to smell like food?
Yeah, so when plastic floats at sea, and a lot of the plastic that we produce, about two-thirds of it, does in fact float, algae grow on it, and they grow on it quite readily. And so basically, especially in coastal regions, highly productive coastal regions, when plastic is floating out at sea, it gets covered in algae. And these algae produce really strong sulfurous compounds that many species of marine animals use to find food. Even though a lot of these marine animals aren't interested in eating the algae itself, but the algae, which oftentimes is just floating in the water, but now is being accumulated on top of plastic debris, this algae means often biological productivity, so a good area to find food. And that's why animals might cue in on those areas, go to areas where they smell this smell and think that they're going to be finding food, but now, unfortunately, they're also finding plastic. And so that's a problem.
So you're saying that these pieces of plastic waste develop a layer around the waste that then confuses the fish, that attracts them to then confuse it for food?
Yes, exactly. Yeah, so that layer is are called biofilms, and the process of those algae growing on plastic is known as biofouling. And this is a problem not just for marine animals eating plastic, but for ship hulls or piers and docks. This idea that biological life grows on artificial surfaces like boat hulls or plastic debris or docks. And so biofouling is a big problem, not just in this issue, but in other issues as well. But this is sort of a new potential hazard for biofouling.
Definitely. I mean, I guess it has significance in terms of future research, right? Because plastic material in the oceans is such a massive problem.
Yeah, exactly. And I mean, I think any new hints we learn about why animals are so confused by plastic, it will be helpful potentially in mitigating this problem in the future, yeah.
So in terms of the future of research, where do you think this sort of points that?
Right. Well, so I think research now is focused on basically what's happening to fish after they eat plastic, and importantly, what happens to animals after they eat fish that eat plastic. And of course, one animal that eats a lot of fish that might be eating plastic are humans. And so one potential thing that would be worth investigating, though it is hard to study, is how the plastic toxicants might accumulate not only in fish tissues, but in animals that then eat those fish, like humans, for example, to see whether or not this would be a problem for those animals that are eating fish that have previously eaten plastic.
And so in terms of addressing this problem, do we need to move forward in creating plastic that, I don't know, biodegrades more easily, or just moving away from plastic entirely? Like, what are those sort of steps in terms of what people can do in relation to stopping this problem?
Yeah, so the best thing that, you know, you and I can do is continue to try and reduce our use of single-use, or our dependence on single-use plastic items. So, and a lot of places, especially in California where I'm from, are now through legislation sort of forcing people to use less and less single-use plastic items, like plastic shopping bags or microbeads in face scrubs and things like that. And so to reduce the amount of plastic that we use only once and then throw away is definitely one thing that we can do. In addition, we can recycle more and things like that. But I think it's kind of exciting that the public is so interested in this problem, because then the public then applies pressure to governments, and governments provide legislation which says, you know, okay, we're going to change our plastic usage in this way. And a lot of that is due to public pressure, which is an exciting thing, actually, I think. And because eventually then that public pressure would potentially force companies to divert to different types of materials rather than single-use plastics. And it could be, like you said, just using more biodegradable type plastics or different materials entirely. For example, in the city of Monterey where I live now, a lot of the restaurants have straws that are made of biodegradable paper instead of plastic, and they work just as well, and they're much less harmful to the marine environment.
Why should New Zealanders care so much about this?
Because your children will curse you if you don't.
The Wire.